Cheers.
Langeval, cheers.
Tomorrow, Ann Arbor Distilling will be releasing its second batch of bourbon and rye. The Cheers team, which is made up of Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings and me, got a chance to sample both whiskeys ahead of the release. Here's Tammy talking to the product developer and brand ambassador at Ann Arbor Distilling, Phil Attee, about the newly branded Fox River whiskeys.
So what can you tell us about them?
So these batches are both still very small. We were releasing about 700 bottles of rye and about 1,200 bottles of bourbon. So even though they've been aging a little bit longer, they're still very small batches. The bourbon is a rye bourbon. It's a high rye bourbon, actually. So that's 71% corn, 25% rye, and then 4% malted barley. It's bottled at 102.5 proof. We found that a little bit higher than that was too hot, and a little bit lower than that was sort of flabby and the flavors didn't come through quite as well.
I was really impressed, actually. I tasted the bourbon, and I didn't know what the proof was when I tasted it. I was like, oh, this is delicious. And then later I found that out. I was like, no way. It drinks really smooth for a bourbon of that proof.
On purpose. The bourbon itself was aged for 2 years in the charred American oak barrels, and then it was finished for 4 months in some French oak. And so it was distilled specifically and managed to be aged for that period of time. Just like the last one was only meant to be aged for 8 months, this one was only meant to be aged for about 2 years.
I'm sure you'll be completely surprised that later I asked Tammy to mix a cocktail to complement the bourbon. She mixed one up, and I asked her why that cocktail.
Well, I thought about instantly one of my favorite fall cocktails, which I call the autumnal, and I love it because it's really flexible. You can use any spirit you like, but my favorite to use in it is bourbon, and I thought this bourbon would be a really good fit. I also love it because it has cider in it, and we are deep in cider season right now, so I thought it'd be a really good seasonal way to use this brand new product that's come out in this season.
Okay, how do you make the autumnal?
So it's 1.5 ounces of whatever whiskey you like. I like to use bourbon, but you can use rye. You can even use an aged rum if that's the kind of spirit you prefer. And then I like 1/2 ounce of Benedictine, which is a French herbal liqueur. It's sweet, kind of got some honey notes, goes really nicely with bourbon, and goes really nice with apple cider, which we're going to add 2 ounces of, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, and just a couple dashes of, I used a Blackstrap bitters from Bitter Cube in Wisconsin, but you could use Angostura bitters or whatever.
I noticed you garnish this with a flaming orange peel, and I'm always fascinated when that happens because it's a nice little show, but how do you do that?
Right. So the trick is when you squeeze an orange peel right, you're expressing those orange oils that are in the surface of the peel. And if you do that over a match or a lighter, then you can ignite those oils as they pass across the flame. And yes, in a dim bar with the lights down, looks really impressive. And it also caramelizes the orange oils and does have a slight difference in the flavor.
Does it really? Because that's, you know, it's a good show, but I don't think I ever really pick up caramel orange taste.
We'll have to do a side-by-side comparison sometimes, Lester, and see if you can tell the difference.
Where would somebody go to find out how to do that?
There's lots of videos on YouTube, and we can include a link in the story about this on Michigan Radio.
All right, well, I'll take a taste of the autumnal. Wow, you could sip a lot of that at a time.
It is a nice light drink in terms of its flavor profile. It's not a spirit-heavy, stirred drink like a Manhattan or an
old-fashioned. Right, no, cider's up front.
Yeah. Right, the cider's really up front, and it's meant to just be a nice thing to have with dinner. And as I said before, really versatile. So if you don't have Benedictine and you have another liqueur you like a ginger liqueur would go really nicely in here. It's very much a recipe that you can adapt to your own tastes and just take advantage of the great local cider that we have in season right now and our great local Michigan whiskeys.
Well, thanks for making the autumnal.
Cheers. Cheers.